Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Erin.
I have a question for you.
Okay, I can try to answer your question.
Okay, do you still know any of the people you were friends with when you were young?
Only the cool ones. No, of course, I'm still in touch with some of the friends. Mm-hmm. Well, with Facebook, it's easy to be in touch with people.
Yes.
But I have to admit, there are some I am closer to, some I talk to more frequently than others, but yeah, I'm aware of where many of them are, and when I go back home to Canada, I do see some of them. I stay with some of them.
Oh, that's
nice. In fact, they're nice enough to let me stay in their homes. How about you?
To be honest, not really.
Not so much?
I mean, I'm friends with some of them on Facebook,
but we
don't really keep in touch. Maybe one or two, because maybe our parents were close, and you know, we still kind of keep up with each other through our parents, so, you know, we know what we're doing and that sort of thing, but we're not really that close anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's true. When you move and as you grow up and people get jobs in different places or live in different places, it can be hard to stay in touch with people from when you were a kid.
And that's actually what happens in today's story.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to find out what happens right now.
We'll be friends forever, though.
Time travel. Roxy's old friend.
Shia and Roxy are at home.
I want to go back to kindergarten. Things were easier then.
Let's use the time machine.
They go back to the past.
Look, it's our old kindergarten.
Just remember, we shouldn't talk to ourselves.
We can watch though. Look, there we are.
I recognize all our old friends. I'm playing on the swings with Robbie.
And I'm playing catch with Denise and Nora.
Are you still friends with them? I still hang out with Robbie.
Yes, we still spend time together.
Wait a minute, who's that other girl? She's playing catch with you too.
Oh, I know, it's Alicia.
Roxy and Shia keep watching the kids.
Word power.
Kindergarten. Kindergarten. In kindergarten, kids learn simple things and play a lot. In kindergarten, kids learn simple things and play a lot. Watch. Watch. It rained heavily all day, so we stayed home and watched TV. It rained heavily all day, so we stayed home and watched TV. Swing. Swing. Michelle asked her dad to push her higher on the swing. Michelle asked her dad to push her higher on the swing. Still, still. Justin is still out. He will be home at 8:30 p.m. Justin is still out. He will be home at 8:30 p.m.
Okay, let's look at the first line of our article. It's a scenario. Mm-hmm. So, we are talking about Shia and Roxy today.
Our two favorite time-traveling friends.
And let's find out where they are. It says, Shia and Roxy are at home. Good place to be.
That is a good place to be. Mm-hmm. Roxy is the first one to speak in our little scenario, our dialogue here. And Roxy says, I want to go back to kindergarten.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh.
Want to go back to kindergarten?
Yeah, kindergarten's it's fun. You play games and stuff. Roxy wants to go back to kindergarten. Kindergarten is a noun. It's spelled K-I-N-D-E-R-G-A-R-T-E-N, kindergarten. Kindergarten is a school that young children aged 2 to 5 can go to before they start elementary school. At kindergarten, the children will learn the basics of colors, numbers, and the alphabet. There are lots of fun activities like crafts and singing, and a lot of time playing and learning how to make friends with other children. Here's an example sentence. In kindergarten, kids learn simple things and play a lot. In kindergarten, kids learn simple things and play a lot. Oh, so why do you want to go back to kindergarten?
Well, as the article continues, we read Roxy explains why when she says things were easier then.
Yes, of course they were.
As you grow up, sometimes you look at all the problems you have as an older person and you think, oh, when I was a kid, when I was little, all I had to do was color in and do some painting and maybe glue paper together and not kill someone with scissors. Life was easier. Life was simpler. Life was less complicated back then.
Well, I will say, even as an adult, I still color.
You do still color?
I do. So, you don't lose all the fun your grown-up.
There you go. Good for you.
Okay, well, Shia has a great idea.
What's the idea?
As Shia always does when somebody wants to go back to the past. He says, let's use the time machine.
Why wouldn't they? They have a time machine. And so they hop in, they fire it up, they pick a time, and it says they go back to the past, or they go back in time to an earlier day, I guess, around when they were in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And that's what they see when they arrive. Roxy says, look, she's very excited. Look, it's our old kindergarten. There she sees the building. I'm sure there are like pictures, maybe cut out colorful butterflies stuck to the windows.
Yeah.
Kindergartens have a certain look. You can almost tell from the outside what kind of school or what kind of class it is. What does Shia think of this?
Well, I mean, Shia's got the level head today, actually.
Oh, really? He's the sensible one.
Shia always has the level head, but he's got some sense here. He says, just remember, we shouldn't talk to ourselves.
Oh.
Always a worry when you travel back in time, when you're going somewhere where you were in the past. You don't want to, you don't want to go up to yourselves and be like, hey, younger self.
That's right. That would be weird. And that's when bad things happen in all the science fiction or time traveling movies. So Roxy has a good suggestion here, a good idea. Roxy says, we can watch, though. And then Roxy says, look, there we are.
Yay!
So they can see little Roxy and little Shia there sitting with the other kids. But the idea here is that they're not going to go over talk or try to play with themselves. They're just going to watch themselves when they were kids in kindergarten. And we have our word power word here, watch. Watch is spelled W-A-T-C-H. Watch, it's a verb. Let's find out more. All right, yes, watch, notice we're using it as a verb. So I'm not talking about a watch, like a noun, like what you wear to tell the time on your wrist. No, to watch is basically to look at or to see. But when we use the word watch, we're talking about looking at or seeing something, but you're more actively really focused on it. It is where all of your attention is in your eyes and what your eyes are seeing. So we watch TV, we watch movies, we might watch a baseball game, or we might watch a car as it drives down the street very quickly. This is something interesting. This is something we're paying attention to. That's why we are watching it. We're not just looking at it. We're not just seeing it, hey, look, there's something over there. No, we're watching it. For example, it rained heavily all day, so we stayed home and watched TV. It rained heavily all day, so we stayed home and watched TV. Maybe we watched a movie, too. I don't know.
Okay, so they're on this playground.
Yep.
They're at the kindergarten.
Okay.
There's usually a playground outside of a kindergarten.
Yep.
And they're watching themselves. Mm-hmm. They're kind of looking, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And Shia, he kind of looks over there and he says, oh, I recognize all our old friends.
Oh, that must be nice. Mm-hmm.
So we see this verb recognize here. Now, if you recognize something, you know what it is because you've seen or heard it before. So when Shia says he recognizes their old friends, it's because he remembers them. He has met them before. He knows who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then Shia is also, continuing to talk here and says, mm-hmm. I'm playing on the swings with Robbie.
Aww.
All right. So he sees his friend Robbie. He can tell who Robbie is. Mm-hmm. He remembers this. It was only a few years ago. And what are they doing, he and his friend Robbie? They are playing on the swings.
Fun.
One of my favorite things to do.
That's one of my favorites as well.
I still like going on the swings. It's been a while, but swings are great.
There aren't many swings in Taiwan, I've found.
True.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Maybe they're considered dangerous these days, because swings can be dangerous. If you're on a swing, be careful. But first, let's spell the word swing.
Mm-hmm.
S-W-I-N-G. Swing. Let's swing into our little definition right now. Hey, you get it? Swing. Okay, now swing, as we're talking about it now, is a noun, but we can also use it as a verb. But when we're using it as a verb, we're just using the swing. What is a swing? It's a seat or some kind of chair that you sit in, but unusually it hangs from a bar by ropes or chains, right? There's nothing attaching you to the floor. It's attaching you above to a bar over your head, something very strong to hang from. And then using your body's weight, you sort of lean forward and back, and slowly the swing will start to swing. This motion is called swinging, like sometimes clocks have something that swing at the bottom to keep the time very accurate. Well, in the same way, the weight of your body will swing back and forth on the swing, and as you swing higher and higher, you go faster and faster, and ooh, it's so exciting. But be careful, don't fall off the swing. You could crack your head, and that would be no fun. For example, Michelle asked her dad to push her higher on the swing. Michelle asked her dad to push her higher on the swing by saying something like, "Higher, Daddy, push me higher." Did you used to ask your dad or mom to push you higher?
Of course.
It was fun, wasn't
it? Yeah. I remember when I was young, actually, we had, at an amusement park, there was a machine that had lots of different swings.
Whoa.
And then all of the swings would go around at once. It was like 50 people just sitting in swings.
I did that near Taichung a few years ago. Good fun. A little scarier than the swing at the school playground, but still lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we know what Shia is doing. He's playing on the swings. What is Roxy doing?
Mm.
She says, "And I'm playing catch with Denise and Nora."
Huh.
Okay, so we used the word catch here, which is usually a verb.
Mm-hmm.
We used it as a noun in the sentence. Okay, but here, catch is actually the name of a game where people throw a ball, often a baseball or some sort of ball that's kind of a bit smaller.
Tennis ball, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, back and forth to each other, and you have to catch it.
That's it.
Someone throws it. It's actually one of the simplest games you can play.
That's right. But if you're, a young kid, it's good practice. If you like baseball, this is how a lot of baseball players will warm up. Shia then asks, "Are you still friends with them?" Looking at their friends when they were young. Are you still friends with them? Meaning, are you friends with them now in their older selves?
Right.
Still, here it's an adverb, S-T-I-L-L. Let's find out more. Yeah, still is an adverb that we use when an action is continuing on. It hasn't stopped, all right? So if it started raining a while ago and you look outside, you go, oh no, it's still raining. The rain has continued. It hasn't stopped. The action is going on. Or maybe the action still hasn't happened yet. Then we might use it in the negative. It still hasn't started to rain. That means it's still dry outside. For example, Justin is still out. He will be home at 8:30 p.m. Justin is still out. He will be home at 8:30 p.m. So just before we started talking about playing catch, Shia wanted to know if Roxy is still friends with these little kids.
Right, now Denise and Nora.
Yeah, now that they're older.
Okay, well, let's find out what what Shia continues to say here. He says, "I still hang out with Robbie."
Oh, okay.
So, he's playing with Robbie at the kindergarten
swings, that's
now,
right.
Like even a few years later, yep. He still kind of plays with Robbie.
They continue to be friends. And mm-hmm. What about Roxy and her friends?
Well, Roxy says, yes, we still spend time together.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Nice.
Okay, well, Shia, he's a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
He says, wait a minute.
Hmm.
So they kind of stop talking here for a second.
He must have seen something that catches his attention.
Right. That's why you say, wait a minute. You want to find out more
this
about what
important.
You saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that other girl? She's playing catch with you, too.
Oh, a girl that maybe they don't recognize.
Yeah.
And Roxy looks very carefully and says, she's thinking. And then she suddenly exclaims, oh, I know, it's Alicia. So she sees her friend Alicia. Maybe she's not so friendly with Alicia now, she almost forgot her.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know who she is right away, she's not really up there in the memory.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's find out what happens. We've got a scenario here to finish off our article for today.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to find out who Alicia is quite yet. Here it says in the scenario, Roxy and Shia keep watching the kids.
Hmm.
Must be fun watching your old self play.
Absolutely.
Probably a little embarrassing, too.
A little bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
And almost as much fun as our magic box.
Ah.
And that's where we're going to go right now before we come back for a quick review.
Okay.
Magic box.
Hello, everybody. I'm Winnie. 英文里有个片语，我一直觉得很难翻成中文。你们想要挑战看看吗？就是 hang out 这个动词片语。Let's give you some examples. You can probably find Alex at the movie theater. He often hangs out there. 你可能可以在电影院找到 Alex， 因为呢，他常常在那里 hang out。Hang out 呢，在英文里呢，其实就是非常口语的用法。当然呢、啊，字典里是一定还是找得到。不过啊，字典里也是有直接注明，就是比较口语的用法，表示 to spend a lot of time in a particular place or with particular people， 在特别的地方呢，和特别的一群人花时间。这样你们想得到中文对应的说法应该是什么呢？厮混，这好像听起来有点负面。溜达，他常在电影院溜达，好像可以。那我们再试试看，放在另外一个例句里，看套不套得进去。On weekends, Sean hangs out with his friends more often than with his family. 周末的时候呢 ，Sean 常常是比起跟家人 ，Sean 常常和朋友混打发时间。或者呢，我们也可以翻成 Sean 比较常跟朋友出去闲晃、出去玩。反正你自己的 hang out 呢，这个意思呢，通常是指在某个地方打发时间，也可以指呢你和你朋友啊，比如说没有去特别的地方做什么特别的事情，只是随便晃晃。这时候呢，我们就可以用 hang out 来表示啦。Let's try it. 你和朋友没事要去哪里晃晃呢？ Where do you usually? Can you translate this sentence for me?
The answer is, where do you usually hang out with your friends? 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to review time.
Well, if you're holding a whiteboard there, Aaron, with a pen in one hand and a bunch of marks on the front, I'm guessing we're going to be playing Hangman.
You're right.
And if it's me guessing, I'm the man who will hang.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't guess the right word.
Right.
Using the letters that I can think of. Okay, well, since we're playing Hangman, I'm going to pick the worst letter possible.
Okay.
Is there a Q?
There is no Q.
There's never a Q. Never guess Q unless you have no other choices. Okay, I'm also not going to guess Z, by the way. So we'll skip over that. I'm going to guess a vowel.
Okay.
Vowels are good. A-E-I-O-U. Here's a fun fact. E is the most commonly used letter in the English language. So always start guessing with E. Is there an E, Aaron?
There are two E's.
Two? Whoa, but it's such a long word. Wait a minute, it's such a long word. Are we doing our word power words here?
We are.
It's not very hard, is it, boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gents? But just to check, here's a letter that's not common, but it should be here, K. Do we have the letter K?
We do.
I'm not looking. Is it the first letter of the mystery word?
It is.
Yes. So the word is hang out.
That's close.
No. It's kindergarten.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. Yay.
All right.
Super duper. I feel so smart. That was really easy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I started you off on an easy
one. I'll give you some money later on.
Okay.
Do we have time for another one?
We have another. I think we can do one more.
So exciting. So exciting. Now, she's going to be marking down the number of letters. Of course, I don't know what letters, but I know from counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters. Ooh, that's a little more tricky because several of our word power words had 5 letters. So I'm going to have to be careful here. Again, I'm going to start with the letter E because E is the best one to start with.
There's no E.
Oh, there's no E. E is the best one to start with, except in this situation. if there's no E, the next best I would say is A.
There's no A.
Now you're just being mean. All right, so that's 2 vowels down. I-O-U. Those are the 3 other vowels. So I'm just going to go down the list. No A, no E. I. Is there an I?
There is an I.
There is an I, ladies and gentlemen. That's good. All right. So, with an I in place, I could try to guess an O or a U, but since there's 5 letters, I don't know. That might be a little bit of a waste of time. Here's another common one that's not a vowel. S.
Oh.
Is there an S?
There is an S.
There is an S. That's good. Okay. So, S blank I blank blank. Spare. 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 Yeah, I don't have enough. Another good one that's not a vowel. T. Is there a T?
There is a T.
Now we're getting somewhere. Do you guys have the list of the word power words that we looked at today? You can probably guess, right? S-T-I. Ste. Stip. Stiff. Still!
Oh,
is there an L?
There are 2
L's. There are 2 L's, so that means I've got the right word.
Very
good. I
feel
so smart.
All right, well, you guys can play this game too. We're out of time for today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Sad.
Bye, Sad.
Bye.
Time travel. Roxy's old friend.
Shy and Roxy are at home.
I want to go back to kindergarten. Things were easier then.
Let's use the time machine.
They go back to the past.
Look, it's our old kindergarten.
Just remember, we shouldn't talk to ourselves.
We can watch though. Look, there we are.
I recognize all our old friends. I'm playing on the swings with Robbie.
And I'm playing catch with Denise and Nora.
Are you still friends with them? I still hang out with Robbie.
Yes, we still spend time together.
Wait a minute, who's that other girl? She's playing catch with you too.
Oh, I know, it's Alicia.
Roxy and Shia keep watching the kids. Kindergarten. Kindergarten. In kindergarten, kids learn simple things and play a lot. In kindergarten, kids learn simple things and play a lot. Watch. Watch. It rained heavily all day, so we stayed home and watched TV. It rained heavily all day, so we stayed home and watched TV. Swing, swing. Michelle asked her dad to push her higher on the swing. Michelle asked her dad to push her higher on the swing. Still, still. Justin is still out. He will be home at 8:30 p.m. Justin is still out. He will be home at 8:30 p.m.